Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Mesachas Chulin, parak Eilu Treifos, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ubech Hagavim, when it comes to locusts, we know that there are locusts that are kosher and locusts that are not kosher. So what are the simanim? Kol she'ish la'arba raglayim, if it has four legs, v'arba knafayim, and it has four wings, v'karsulayim, and it has two jumping legs, u'knaf of chafnes u'ba, and its wings cover the majority of its body, those are the signs of a kosher locust. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ushmo Chagav. Rabbi Yossi says it also has to be called a Chagav, and if it doesn't have that criteria, then it is not a kosher locust. Ubadogim, and when it comes to fish, Kol Sheyesh Lo Snapin V'Kaskeses, if it has fins and scales, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Kaskesin V'Snapir Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says it needs two scales and one fin in order to be kosher. V'Elvin Kaskesin, what counts as a scale? Hakavun Bo, it has to be something that's really attached well to the body. Usnapirin haparech behen, and fins are what it uses to swim with, right? The scales sort of protect it from the elements, and the fins is how it moves its body forward. Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Behema makashaleded, if an animal is in labor, vahotzi uber is yodo vechzira, and the fetus sticks its hand out of the mother and then brings its hand back in, and then you shech the mother before the fetus is born. Motzer b'achila, you're allowed to eat the fetus, even though part of the animal, part of the baby came out before the shechita, it's still kosher with the shechita of the mother. Hotzias rosho, but if the fetus stuck its head out, afal pishach zero, even though put it right back in, hareza keyolad, then it's considered as if it was already born. If someone sticks his hand inside the mother and cuts off a piece of the ubar, you're allowed to eat it when you shech the mother. But if you make a cut in the mother's spleen or kidneys and you leave them inside, that's aser to eat, even though they were inside the mother when it was shechted. Anything that's considered part of the body of the mother and you cut off before the shechita, the shechita will not be matirit. She'eino gufa mutter, but something that's not part of the body of the mother that you cut off before the shechita, then the shechita will be matirit as long as it was inside the mother at the time of the shechita and had never come out prior to that. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Zayin we said that when it comes to locusts, there are four simanim, but Rabbi Yossi added a fifth one that has to be called a locust. When it comes to fish, it has to have fins and scales, and two scales, one fin, and the scales are have to be well attached to the body, the fin just something that it swims with. And then in Mishnah Aleph we said that if animal is in labor and the fetus sticks its hand out and sticks it back in, that becomes kosher with the shechita of the mother. But if it sticks its head out and sticks it back in, it is considered to have already been born and not kosher with the shechita of the mother. If you cut a piece off from the ubar inside the mother's body, then it becomes kosher with the shechita of the mother. But if you cut the mother's own spleen or kidneys inside the mother's body, then it is aser. Anything that's part of the mother's body that was cut off while the mother was still alive is not going to be covered by the shechita, but if it's not part of the mother's body, then it is covered by the shechita. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis.